Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Many people who get out of residential treatment or detox centers for addiction aren't able to live on their own. So they often go to recovery houses. They're also called sober living houses. And in recent years, the number of these unregulated homes in one working class suburb just north of Philadelphia has ballooned to more than 100. Laura Benshoff from Here and Now contributor WHYY tells us about the toll that's taking on the community.
32-year-old Chase Bressler has been in and out of recovery houses for the last 8 years.
I was struggling with drugs and alcohol. My parents pretty much kind of washed their hands with me. I had nowhere else to go.
Bressler's first treatment center connected him with a recovery house, and since then, he stayed in at least 10. He credits recovery houses with helping him grow up.
At first, I didn't know how to cook, do my wash. You know, the first recovery house really taught me how to do all that kind of stuff.
Bressler now lives in Acceptance House, part of the Bucks County Recovery House Association. Its president, Don Colomesta, says their model is to reteach those in recovery responsibility, family style.
The rules, the signing in, the signing out, the random urine testing, those are things just to hold people accountable like mom and dad did for us when we were younger.
Clients pay between $160 and $200 a week, usually out of pocket, for the space and support they receive. And wanting to make a buck has attracted some unscrupulous owners, says Amber Longitano. She's a councilwoman in Bristol Township, Pennsylvania, a community that, thanks to a combination of affordable split-level homes, proximity to treatment centers, little oversight, and just plain momentum, has become ground zero for a recovery house boom.
When I started this back 4 years ago, we had 42 recovery homes in Bristol Township. We've now got over 100, and that's registered. Well, 95 registered.
Registered simply means those houses have declared their use to the township. Longitano's got a map of Bristol Township rolled out on her kitchen counter, displaying a swarm of pink and blue dots where the recovery houses are located. She taps a pink dot towards the bottom of the map.
This is a house here. Okay, he's all structured. He has rules, regulations, they have chores, they have to have jobs, they have to attend meetings.
She places a finger on another dot on the same block.
This guy here runs more or less like a rogue house.
Rogue houses operate under the radar and in some cases unsafely. Last year, the township ordered the owner of one such house without rental permits to stop taking boarders, after three renters died of overdoses.
Once you have an OD, then you can go in there and shut them down, okay? We had another one that had a fire. This was all in the past couple months. We could go in and take them down.
But Chase Bressler, who lives at Acceptance House, says the concerns about too many or unscrupulous houses shouldn't overshadow the good work that goes on at many recovery homes.
I think that this area, just because I've been a part of it for so long, it's helping a ton of people, and that's what people need to remember.
Pennsylvania officials are working on voluntary guidelines for certifying recovery homes. Meanwhile, Bristol Township Council is set to vote on a zoning change that would restrict where new recovery homes could open. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Benshoff.